Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Welcome into the first ever episode of Friends from Work, a podcast about all things in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm Kyle Schoenewill, and I'm joined by my co-host and longtime friend, Robbie Earle.
Hey, everybody.
So, Robbie, not too long ago, Avengers Endgame surpassed James Cameron's Avatar to become the highest grossing film of all time. Highest grossing.
Woo!
Pretty crazy, right?
It's crazy.
And that movie alone is a huge reason why we're here today.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny because Kyle and I have known each other for a long time, but we haven't talked on the phone in probably 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And earlier this year, the morning after Endgame premiered, I get a call from Kyle just wanting to talk about Endgame, no other reason. And that was amazing because I also wanted to talk about Endgame. And we realized that for both of us, these movies had meant so much that it kind of bridged this gap of time that we hadn't spoken to each other. It bridged like these different places that we were in our lives. And I think one of the really interesting things is as we talked, like we're coming from very different backgrounds.
And, right.
You know, especially when it comes to superhero stuff. But a lot of these movies were resonating with us in similar ways.
Well, like I did not grow up reading comics at all. I specifically remember where I was when Iron Man 1 came out, and I thought, well, it's a cool movie, but I didn't know anything about it. But you right. did read comics, didn't you?
I did, yeah. It's funny because one of my earlier memories is being, you know, probably 3 or 4, and my parents were flipping through the channels, and I saw the animated 90s Spider-Man show.
Oh, yeah.
And forced them to stop so that I could see what this was immediately enamored, and then from then on, they had to record every episode on VHS without commercials. So they had to, you know, pause when the commercial started and then press record again when it was over because I was a very high maintenance child, apparently.
Do you still have those VHSs?
Oh, absolutely I do. Absolutely I do.
Perfect.
You know, those things are valuable now.
To paint a picture of how little I knew about the comics, but how much I've just fallen in love with the movies as the movies go, I specifically remember Iron Man 2 being in the theaters, and the post-credit scene is actually when they find Thor's hammer, and my whole theater gasped, like, oh, and I was like, what is this? I didn't know anything about it. I had to Google Thor's hammer, like what the hammer meant. That's how little I knew about any of these people in this universe.
Right. Well, no, and it's funny because, you know, I remember being in the theater and gasping at Thor's hammer for a totally different reason.
Really?
In that I just remember thinking that it was an awful idea.
Really?
I thought that what made Iron Man work is this was kind of the era of the Dark Knight, you know? And so, I mean, they came out same year, right? And so there had been all these other superhero movies in the past few years before that that had not gone well. Like, if you remember, I think that was like Ghost Rider had come out and Fantastic Four, just these bad, bad movies that
early Chris Evans,
right. Original Chris Evans superhero. And
no doubt.
So whenever they, you know, teased Thor bringing Norse mythology into a superhero movie, I just thought that was so far away from what had made Iron Man work. And it was going to be so goofy. And I just couldn't imagine anybody caring about that character, which is hilarious in retrospect.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's funny now in hindsight, right? Because I love Thor so much.
Oh, right.
So,
right.
Well, I kind of had the same thing with Guardians of the Galaxy 1. I remember I was in a restaurant and the trailer came on for it. And I was like, okay, here's the deal. I can get on board with Iron Man. I can get on board with some other stuff. But a raccoon and a tree, okay, this is where I draw the line. I'm not seeing this movie. But what's crazy is I did end up going and seeing the movie. So, spoiler alert. But I remember leaving and like I was so emotional about a tree and a raccoon. I was like, what are they doing? Obviously Marvel is doing something so right that somebody like me who has no comic book background can be this emotional and this invested into these characters, specifically a tree and a raccoon.
Right. And I think that's why we wanted to make this podcast, is there is this kind of magic something that's going on in these movies that just keeps us coming back and keeps a lot of people coming back. And I think beyond them just being great movies and fun to watch, there's something about these characters, especially, you know, as we'll talk about the kind of core Avengers characters, that really resonates with people and definitely resonates with us. And so we've just kind of wanted to dig into that some in a few ways. And so first we thought it would be fun on this podcast to just kind of take a look back and march through each of the films that brought us to this point, that brought us to Endgame mm-hmm. and to Far From Home, and to kind of walk back through and look at what worked in those movies, what sometimes could have worked better, and, you know, what laid the foundation for what later on would ultimately work really well in some of the later films.
All the while we're doing this, Marvel is releasing news about upcoming films. In fact, just recently, you know, they announced an entire new phase that had a bunch of films in it.
Right.
And so kind of while we're looking back, can we also look forward? You know, so much of what we've known of these characters and these Avengers and this universe, for me at least, has been through the eyes, like through the lens of Tony, Cap, and
right,
Thor.
Right.
And what does life look like for Marvel going forward with, spoiler alert, without them being key figures in this? You know, we've always viewed it through that lens. How do we view these new movies through a different lens? So I think that can kind of be our second objective, not only looking back, but also looking forward.
Right. And, you know, beyond that, there are just a lot of ideas, a lot of conversations that we've had that we think would be fun to kind of open up, fun to get other people's commentary on. You know, I have friends ask me all the time, you know, maybe I want to watch Endgame, but I don't want to watch, you know, 21 films before I watch Endgame. Which ones do I absolutely have to watch mm-hmm. in order to sort of understand what's going on in that movie? And I think that that's a really interesting conversation, and it's certainly up
watch
for rigorous
them
debate.
All. Watch right? them all. That's my answer.
Right. Right. It's a good answer. It's
yeah,
good
but
answer.
You know, that's a good one. And there's other, just some other bigger picture things we can talk about. Like, I know if you Google this, you'll find 100 of them, but obviously everyone's got their list of their favorite Marvel movies or even maybe favorite Marvel moments. And so
right.
Robbie and I have some lists that we're excited to share. Our movie lists are pretty similar, but we do have a couple of key differences that would be fun for us to discuss moving forward.
Right. And now, you know, having seen Endgame and seeing how all of these stories turn out, I think it's also really interesting to go back and see, you know, what is the best way to tell the story? Which is to say, is there a better order for us to rewatch these movies in than the order that they were released?
Ooh, yeah.
And so that's kind of something, you know, Kyle and I have talked about, is as we're going to watch back through these films, is there an order that maybe tells a better story? And I think that that'll be part of our journey here as we're going through. You know, we can decide whether or not this works better, whether order of release is better. And really just in the end, kind of whenever we get to Endgame, you know, what makes us feel like it tells the most complete story as a whole.
Right. Right. So those are all things we want to explore in this podcast.
You know, at the end of the day, these are conversations that Kyle and I are probably going to be having regardless
no
of
doubt.
Whether anybody's listening. But we would love for you guys to be a part of this. We think that it's going to be a really fun journey to go on together. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in, please tune back in. Episode 1 is coming soon. We're going to get started on kind of this walk through all the films soon. And so we would love for you guys to come back and start with us.
Thanks.
Thanks.
live on DAZN Worldwide. May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.